This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Pranam da, croesio, and was a cyrin. That's about as far as my Welsh language gets, so lucky for you, this is going to be in English. Joe and I are doing a midwifery perspective, a Welsh perspective of midwifery.
Okay, so Wales, the home of the daffodil, of the valleys of song, Tom Jones, and...
equally as important, Gavin and Stacey.
Yes, on a more positive note, the reason we put it in, apart from the fact I'm from Barry Island myself, the bird scenes were filmed in Caerphilly Bird Centre, where we've both worked. And this is just a few pictures to show you how lovely it is and how much they've tried to make it from home. Not very medicalised at all. This is the pool room that they use here. There, it's really popular.
Also in Wales, we've produced the All Wales Birth Centre guidelines, and basically it's to promote pregnancy, to say that pregnancy and birth are all normal physiological and psychological processes. If any of you want a copy of them, you can get them off Grace Thomas down there, as she's the consultant midwife in Caerphilly.
We also have the All Wales Clinical Pathway for Normal Labour. Why a clinical pathway and why an All Wales document? Well, the aims of the pathway was to reduce unnecessary intervention in labour and to encourage midwives to take responsibility for low-risk women.
The main points of the pathway are developed for 100% of women in normal labour. Documentation is by exception, and partogram, which I'm sure you all use, is acceptable documentation. The main points of the pathway include three parts. Part one is telephone, so if a lady rings up and she's in labour, there's a tick box that you will ask her. Part two is her initial assessment where she comes in to decide whether she's in active labour or not. And part three is for labour and beyond. The pathway provides a framework for the minimum standard of care. Clinical judgment is utilised to meet the needs of the individual. So, challenges and opportunities. Obstetric opinion. 77% of midwives report that the pathway has increased their confidence. So, what are the experiences of midwives?
Okay. So, according to a report by Billy Hunter, who's been here speaking today, qualified midwives expressed positive views about the Always pathway, considering that the tick box approach allowed more time for client care. Experienced midwives did express concerns about the lack of story in the records, with implications for litigation cases and future reflection on the birth experience.
More recently, qualified midwives felt it enhanced their clinical judgment, while those with lengthier clinical experience thought that it constrained their clinical judgment. Basically, some midwives like to write. With the normal labour pathway, it's literally one page, you just tick, there's no room for writing, you've got more time to spend with the woman.
So some students' experiences, some of our colleagues we asked, some have said it's good to have something to prompt me when I'm taking a call, especially when very busy. In fact, that was my own quote, and I can't remember I said it was that long ago. And Katrina, you said...
I love it. I'd rather spend time with a woman than writing in her notes. And my writing's horrific anyway, so it's better whoever I'm handing over to read as little as possible.
Me too.
Some of these people are sat in the audience, so we're not going to point you out. Pathway is excellent. It enables me to spend more time with the women. They find the pathway is easy to follow. It's a shame that more women aren't on the pathway. It shows that nothing is missed and allows women-centred care. Deb thinks it's perfect for her, as hopefully she can't go wrong.
I think it's idiot-proof, even if I can't get it wrong, Meg. It's self-explanatory and allows for more client care. It's easier to follow. Easy to follow and self-explanatory, so the pathway is a great way to document everything in a normal situation and make sure all areas are covered.
So is the pathway a success? This was in 2005, and as you can see, ladies who commenced the normal labour pathway went on to have... Went on to have normal vaginal deliveries. 86% of them did. Just click that one.
Okay, so controversial. Is the role of the midwife being challenged with maternity support workers? There's positive comments from all of our students about the introduction of them in Wales. And then at the end, we put it over to you.
They can just read them.
I want to get to it. So what do you think? Okay, thanks.